Was I strong enough to save him? Could the clever boy perhaps save himself? All these thoughts were running through my head when Miles arrived. Before he sat down at the table, he looked for a time at the food on it. Then he said to me,
"Is she really very ill?"
"Flora," I answered. "She is ill, but she will be better soon, I'm sure. London will be good for her. Bligh was bad for her, in my opinion."
"Was Bligh suddenly bad for her, then?"
he asked, puzzled.
"No.
Little by little," I said. "But going away will change that."
"I see,"
said Miles. We soon finished our meal. Neither of us was very hungry. Then Miles got up and went to the window. The same window which once showed me Quint's awful white face on that earlier occasion. Miles stood looking out the window, with his hands in his pockets, and his back to me. Then, when the servant left the room with the plates, he turned to me again and said,
"Well, so we're alone."
"Of course there are the others, too," I said.
"But they aren't so important, are they?"
When he said this, Miles turned back to the window and rested his head on the glass. I sat down on the sofa to wait, but went on looking at him. Something strange and incredible was happening. There were often times when the children did things together, and I couldn't do or see what they did. I imagined a door, with the children on one side and me on the other. But now I thought that Miles and I were on the same side of the door, and he couldn't open it. He was looking through the window for something, but for the first time he couldn't see it. And that gave me hope. I knew that Miles was worried. But when he turned round, he smiled and said to me happily,
"Well, I'm glad Bligh is good for me."